This week is Parshas Tzav, Shabbos HaGadol, the Shabbos before Pesach. Now, why is the Shabbos before Pesach called Shabbos HaGadol? The Torah explains to us because of the Nes Gadol, the great miracle that happened the Shabbos before Pesach. What was that great miracle? The Jews were told, on the 10th day of Nisan, take the korban, take the sheep, prepare it to be a korban, do what's called Bikur Dalid Yamim. For 4 days, you have to inspect the korban to make sure it does not have a mum. That's day 10, 11, 12, 13. On the 14th, Yudalid, Erev Pesach, you're going to shech the korban Pesach. You're going to eat it that night at what we would now call the Seder, Leil Tesvav. It was Shabbos. It was the 10th day of Nisan. There was a great miracle. They took the sheep. They tied it to the bedpost. The sheep was the Mitzri Avodah Zarah. The Mitzrim said, what are you doing with our Hashem? They said, we're going to slaughter your Hashem to the real Hashem. And there was a great miracle that the Mitzrim kept quiet. And although they wanted to kill the Jews for taking their Avodah Zarah, and for being so chutzpahdik to their Avodah Zarah, Hashem did a Nes Gadol on what we call Shabbos HaGadol, that the Mitzrim kept quiet and couldn't do anything to the Jews, despite the fact that the Mitzri Avodah Zarah was tied to the Jewish bedpost, waiting to be slaughtered and sacrificed to the real Hashem. This miracle happened on the 10th day of Nisan, which happened to be Shabbos. Now, it's very exciting. This year, the 10th day of Nisan also happens to be Shabbos. The Jews brought their Korban Pesach on a Wednesday. They left Mitzrayim on a Thursday. And this year, of course, Thursday will be the first day of Pesach. And the obvious question that is raised by many, the Bach over here in Siman Tuf Lamed, there's a whole Siman, Shabbos HaGadol, the Bach asks, we always commemorate miracles and holidays and everything is according to the date. So we should commemorate Hayom HaGadol on the 10th day of Nisan. Why are we turning it into a Shabbos HaGadol? Usually, okay, this year Shabbos falls out on the 10th. Fantastic. But it doesn't usually work out like that. Why don't we have a Yom HaGadol on the 10th day? Why do we single out Shabbos and call it Shabbos HaGadol just because it happened to be that the 10th day of Nisan was a Shabbos, the year that the Jews left Mitzrayim? So the Bach gives his answer. There are numerous answers to this question. The Bach's answer is that on the 10th day of Nisan, the Jews also crossed over the Jordan River. And therefore, if we're going to celebrate Hayom HaGadol on the 10th day of Nisan, people are going to think that we are celebrating and commemorating crossing over the Jordan River into Eretz Yisrael during the times of Yahushua, and we're going to forget about the great miracle of tying the Mitzri Avodah Zarah, the sheep, to the bedpost. Why do we not commemorate the Yud Nisan of crossing the Yarden is a separate question. Now, I thought of a different answer, perhaps, and that is the whole idea. Well, there are many, many ideas of Pesach, but one of the main ideas of Pesach is to teach us, to teach the Mitzrim, to teach the Jews, to teach the world that Hashem is in control. We have 10 Makos, we have Kriyas Yamsuf. Hashem runs the show. Hashem is in control. And when Hashem reveals himself at Har Sinai, I am Hashem who took you out of Mitzrayim. It shows that everything is controlled by Hashem. Hashem is in constant control. He is the Mashkiach of the world. Now, before we can appreciate that and understand that, that Hashem is the one who controls the world, we have to understand that Hashem is the one who created the world. So maybe that's why we need a Shabbos HaGadol. Maybe that's why we need a special Shabbos before Pesach. First, we have to appreciate Hashem is the one who created the world. That's what Shabbos teaches us. Hashem created the world in 6 days, and on Shabbos he rested. And then, once we've internalized the lesson that Hashem is the creator, now we're ready to go into Pesach and understand that Hashem is not only the creator, but Hashem is also the controller who continues to control the world. In Parshas Tzav, we have the famous Korban Todah. And the Korban Todah, like Birkas HaGomel, and in general, has two aspects. In order to thank Hashem for the miracles that He's performed for us when we bench Gomel, and I make this when we bring a carbon Torah, we have to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed the miracle for us and then thank Him for that miracle. So Parsha Tzav fits in beautifully with the lessons of Shabbos HaGadol, with the lessons of Pesach and the lessons of Shabbos. Hashem created the world. Hashem controls the world. Hashem saved us from Mitzrayim. Hashem saved us from every issue that we've experienced, every problem, every tzara, whatever it is that we have to bench gomel on, whatever it is that we have to bring a korban toda. So Parsha Tzav is mamish the perfect Parsha, the Korban Todah, to appreciate that Hashem not only created the world, He continues to control the world, and may we internalize these lessons on this great and holy Shabbos.